Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Don't Need Nothing But a Good Zeit. Yeah, that's courtesy of Johnny Davis, short show title king. I am Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by a special guest co-host today, Becca Ramos!
Hello.
Super producer. What's happening?
I'm good. Excited to talk about these trends today. Second day of Black History Month.
Yeah.
Or I guess the first day. Sorry. We recorded an episode yesterday where we were talking about it being Black History Month today. So happy History Month today.
And happy Lunar New Year. Yeah. And happy Groundhog's Day tomorrow. apparently Punxsutawney Phil or one of the groundhogs died like the day before Groundhog's Day. Big news in the world of meaningless holidays that are designed to like get us through our work week without killing ourselves. So Wordle is trending, has been trending because people love playing it, but the New York Times loves buying it. I don't know why I just went like bad newscaster on that one, but yeah, the New York Times bought Wordle. Says the game will initially remain free for existing players.
Yeah, it feels very like I'm not shocked. This makes sense to me that this happened, but I felt like, wow, it happened so quickly. Their acquisition team moved so fast. I feel like I've only been hearing about Wordle like the past couple weeks, and New York Times was already like, gotta have that one. But it's evil. The New York Times already, their paywall system is so crazy. So it kind of sucks. I feel like for people who really enjoy just like this game to get them through their week now have to potentially start paying for it among all the other weird subscription stuff. So, you know, capitalism at its finest.
Yeah. And also supposed to be our most reputable journalistic institution, but they got the capitalism bug good. Tom Brady retired officially. And I just want to read the last sentence of his retirement statement, because this feels to me like somebody who is going to be retired for approximately 6 to 7 months. He said, my teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me. But right now, it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes. But right now, that one stuck out to me.
So I know so little about professional football, but yeah. How long has Tom Brady been playing? A long time, right? I mean, I feel like I've known about Tom Brady my whole life.
Right. He's 44.
So that's like retirement age, right? For a football player? Yeah. Like past.
Yeah. Way past retirement age. And he's still very good. He had a very good season this year. Not even good for a 44-year-old. He had a good season for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So that's also a thing, is I feel like it's a nice story. Like people get overtaken by the narrative. Like Michael Jordan did this where, you know, he went out on top after 6 titles and everyone was like, God, like that's what's so perfect about Jordan's career, is he just like ended it at just the right time.
Yeah.
But when the last memory you have is you still being very good at the job, and then you're back in reality, not having that sort of thing that they're addicted to as like world conquering athletes. I can't imagine what it is.
Yeah, that high that you get from being a winner.
I feel like that fucks with you. That ends up being a hard thing to turn away from. So Jordan came back and did the Wizards. A lot of people thought last year when he left the Patriots and went to Tampa Bay, they were like, oh, this is going to be like the Wizards thing with Jordan, because he had a bad season, or like not his best season towards the end of the Patriots run, and seemed like he was on the decline. But then, yeah, had a great season this year. So it's very confusing. He might be a robot. Somebody told me he has cheek implants, which has just fucked with me ever since I heard that.
I feel like that's a bad idea as a football player.
I know,
right?
You get impounded
all the time.
Like if you got hit and like just he had like one of his cheeks
bursts?
Was like on the side of his like neck or something, that would be very strange. People would be freaked out. But anyways, nice quote retirement to Tom Brady and his family. And then we haven't talked about it, but the Super Bowl, we know who's playing in the Super Bowl.
The big game.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, man. Our legal team is going to be so pissed at me. There's a new fella everybody's talking about. I think it's his second year in professional football, Joe Burrow. So last year, the Cincinnati Bengals won 4 games, mostly when he was a rookie and their quarterback, and then he got hurt. And they lost most of the rest of the games. He came back this year and now they're in the Super Bowl. It's a pretty impressive, like, you know, start to his career. He seems like a dork to me, but like everybody, it's like kind of cute, because like everybody like wants to be like, oh, he's so cool. And like they called him Joe Burrow because like he's so ice cold.
So this is not the same person that I saw go viral that was like the LSU Tiger player who's
it
now...
It is him.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I got like one TikTok about it because I clearly am not on straight TikTok or football TikTok.
Right.
But it was like cancel Valentine's Day. And it was like this like promo of him like smoking a cigar in his like LSU Tigers jersey. And then it like changes into his Bengals jersey, and I was like, wow, I am not the demographic for this TikTok, but people are very excited about this.
Yeah. I also like have this thing that I've said a couple times and I don't think many people agree with it, so it might be a bad take, but he strikes me as the Pete Davidson of like hot quarterback dudes, because he's like real pale and like kind of like he's got like those like, you know, Pete Davidson-ish eyes a little bit. And I don't know.
I like could agree with you. You know, like I care so little about the football good. Players.
That, you're like, you I know, mean, Jack, I don't, but I
absolutely.
Could.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm like, he is Pete Davidson to me.
But I just
for
think,
sure.
Is this the new generation of hot guys? Is like they all kind of look a little bit like goblin-y. You know?
Want someone
like,
approachable. I think that's why women love Pete Davidson, because he seems like if I were at a bar, I could hit on him and he would be like down.
Be like,
and I'd be like, okay,
cool.
Yeah. Versus like, you know, you can't go hit on Chris Evans, you know?
Yeah, Hemsworth. Yeah.
Or Hemsworth. All the Chrises, I feel like.
Look, I've tried them all, and you're right. It doesn't end well. they just tell me to leave them alone. There's not really a huge update in the Joe Rogan thing. It's just like people are continuing. Like some more artists have asked to have their music taken off Spotify. Wired hit people with a Apple News update about like, yeah, you can change your Spotify playlists over to Apple playlists if you want to make that switch, which was news to me. So I'm going to read that article. But
yeah, I'm definitely going to look into it because I do feel like Spotify has a chokehold on me personally. Like I'm like, I got that bundle with Hulu. It's like $10 a month for Spotify, Hulu.
All the black and green things.
Yeah, all the black and green tech apps, they're bundled together. And I do love Spotify, but I feel like every day I find something new out about how evil they are. So, you know, who knows? I guess this is what I feel like Joe Rogan was the first, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that like podcaster that got put behind a paywall like that, in the sense of like a studio bought out a podcaster because they were so successful. And I feel like they're just reaping the political, or not political, but the popular culture takes down ramifications of, you know, supporting someone they've put in, you know, millions of dollars into, you know, it's like,
right,
that's what they get for being like, hey, we either have to, you know, choose to cut this loose, or we just continue swimming in the hole that we already sunk $10 million plus dollars into, or however much it has been.
Yeah. I mean, it's I do feel like I love the artists doing what they're doing. I do feel like just in terms of practical outcome, this is good for Joe Rogan's listenership probably, because it's, you know, the sorts of people that he appeals to are just like seeing this and being like, they want to silence him, bro. And then also, if he does get booted off Spotify, like that would just grow his listeners even more, because
absolutely.
So that's it's a tough one. I don't know. That sort of stuff is always, it's always tough because I don't know how much it helps, but I do like the artist's ability to just be like, yeah, fuck out of here. This guy's a monster. Euphoria is trending, stays trending.
Stays trending every day of the week. Episode 4 came out on Sunday. I know we're, I guess, a little late on a Wednesday to be talking about episode 4, but the New York Times just released like a think piece on the music behind episode 4. The title of the article is Why the Euphoria Teens Listen to Sinead O'Connor, Tupac, and Selena. It was an interesting read. I would just say that, like, I do feel like episode 4 felt like a glorified music video. It was gorgeous. The songs were great. Do I feel like the storyline made a ton of sense this episode? No. You know, yeah. I think it's very clear that the writer's room is Sam Levinson. I think that's been a critique of every episode this season so far. So, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Is there a conclusion that it has that 90s soundtrack because Sam Levinson is, that's when he was a teenager? Or?
No, I think the article was more highlighting the like maximalism that the show is about, and how, because it's not just, it's funny because the article does frame it like it's, you know, 80s, 90s music, but the show bounces back between so many different genres and decades of music. And it's like some of the scenes are meant to make you feel like you are watching something that has already happened. I think that was like very clear with the way this episode was shot and the fact that Zendaya Rue was not narrating. She normally narrates every episode. So I think it's supposed to be like a glimpse into something that's already happened. But then there's scenes that are like very present day that they're playing more today's music. But it's just like, it's all over the place this season, and this episode specifically. It was just a lot.
Yeah. I've watched the first two episodes, and then I was just like, I didn't feel good about watching it, like continuing to watch it.
It doesn't make you feel good. I think that's like the whole point of the show. I saw something that someone said, like, Euphoria is a show for adults about teens, whereas something like Degrassi was a show for teens about teens, and then a show, there was like another show that they said that was like a show that's for teens about adults. I don't remember what the third show was, But I think that's true. Like, I don't believe Euphoria is a teen show. I think it's very graphic. It's very maximalist. It's very exaggerated about all these, you know, scenarios. I think for some people, it's a very real portrayal of certain scenarios. It wasn't my high school experience. I was right. a nerd. I do think there are nerd kids living in a different universe than these popular kids. But right. you know,
yeah, if you were saying before we recorded that, like, the theater kids at that high school, like, don't know any of these people or, like, are not at any of these parties. Like,
no. Like, it's like, I was, like, in the band kid clique. And there were, you know, of course, kids that did drugs and things like that. But, like, I would have never spoken to a cheerleader in my life. Like, yeah, like, Maddie and all of them, they're beautiful. They're gorgeous. They're, like, you know, like you were saying before we started recording, like, the complicated jock. Like, never, we would have never crossed paths. We wouldn't even been in the same classes because I was too busy studying for my AP exams. Like that,
right?
Different worlds. Like, my mom would not let me out of the house past 8 p.m. Like, I'm not living in the same universe as these children.
Yeah. Why don't you just get your friend to piss in a cup for you so your mom knows you're not doing drugs?
That you're clean.
Yeah, it does feel like it. If I was in high school when I saw this, I probably would have, like, drank and did more drugs than I already did, which was too much. And then, yeah, it's also like, if somebody's sober, like, it's not the best thing in the world. I feel like, you know, yeah. I mean, everybody can make their own decisions and shit, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, I could just imagine, like, being in high school and, like, that being somewhat aspirational. And also the thing with, like, and again, this is my review of the show, having watched only two episodes, is like the jock quarterback guy who's, like, abusive to everybody and is, like, a real dick and, like, just a font of and, like, a super spreader of toxic masculinity. It's like, yeah, but he's really complicated. And, like, that's why, like, you shouldn't judge that person so quickly. And it's like, I feel like we give that guy the benefit of the doubt plenty in our culture.
I think as a young white boy that he gets plenty of benefit of the doubt that right. he doesn't need anymore. Right. I think the biggest flag I've had of the show watching both season one and season two is it's very clear the writing room is a white man, is Sam Levinson. Like, I think it's just... there are no POC characters besides Rue and Maddie, you know, and it doesn't even really, I think, portray what it's like to be in a home of color. Like, I think Maddie feeds into a lot of stereotypes that I don't super appreciate. Like, she's like the crazy Latina girlfriend who, like, will do everything and say anything to get her way. And, you know, Rue, like, I think if you have a black mom, I think most people would say that she would not be the way she is, like, written as. So it's just a very interesting take, I think, on kids of color. They're just, like, especially this is supposed to be based in California. There's no Asian students. Like, there's right. no other, you know, that to me is confusing. So I think it does affect the way the characters are written. And his other work has shown that, too. He makes beautiful work. I think the show is visually so stunning. Everybody is very talented at what they do, but I do think, like, it could stand to use a few more, you know, writers of color in the room.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back, and I mean, the number one trending thing is Harry Styles because it's his birthday. So
happy birthday, Aquarius King, Harry Styles.
Yes.
that's all we got.
yeah, but you know, well-deserved. If one person's going to have their birthday be the number one trending thing, fine. Winter storms coming to Texas, which has not been great news in the past couple of years.
Yeah, so huge storm is coming across the country, but it definitely is supposed to hit the south pretty hard, specifically like areas like Dallas. I'm very curious to see if Ted Cruz will run away to Cancun again. That's actually how I figured out the storm was coming, because Cancun was trending and it was people talking about Ted Cruz fleeing to Cancun for this winter storm. So I guess, like, for anybody in the South, Texas listeners, like, make sure that you have some salt in your driveway. Just like try to get up on some winter gear if you can. Just be very careful because the infrastructure has not changed since, I think, last year's winter storm. So, you know, like, stay safe. Don't drive if you can prevent it. Get as much provisions as you can, you know, make sure your pipes aren't frozen, all the things. It's super scary out there.
Yeah. Shout out to deregulation. The best. And then Ben Simmons is trending as usual, but there's actually a couple details on this that jumped out to me. The reason he's trending, the trade deadline's coming up. He has still not played a game for the 76ers, his team, because he's mad at the coach and the their best player for like kind of blaming him at the end of the playoffs last year, which was his fault. One thing that was interesting is like he ignored texts from the head coach that came in over the summer, but then was like, but he didn't like really try. It's like, well, you're not answering his texts, bro. Like, it seems like if he wants to be traded, the best thing for him to do would be to either play or, like, not be loud about stuff, because then, like, anything where it seems like he's, I don't know, anything that devalues his trade value is not good for him either. But then also there's this detail that, like, blew me away that he still has to, like, show up to shoot arounds and film sessions. So, like, I assumed he was just, like, in California or something and, like, just being, like, fuck this team. He still shows up to shoot arounds and film sessions with his team, and he's required to pay attention and stuff, and he just like stays long enough to like collect his paycheck or avoid the fine, and that's it, which is wild because
yeah
it's just, it must be a very like, it's new levels of like awkwardness around him as a player, whether he like comes back and plays for the Sixers or you know, this real situation where he's like having to see his teammates every day and they're like, hey man, how's it going? Mm-hmm. Everything good other than this whole thing?
This thing that we're in.
Yeah. Anyways, I will judge from your silence that this is boring to anybody who's not paying attention to the NBA right now.
It is not boring. I just know so little that I cannot have a formed opinion on it. I'm learning so much from you, Jack, right now. I just like, I truly, I learn everything I do about sports from the Daily Zeitgeist. That is not a lie. That is actually very factual. Everything I know about sports comes from you and Miles.
Yeah. Like from a broad perspective, I think what's noteworthy is just like, this is a all-star player who's out with like hurt feelings, basically.
Yeah.
Like he's like mad at his teammate and his coach. And like, understandably, I've said like before, they did not handle it well, but it just like has dragged on to the point that it's like now a bad look for him. And
yeah.
I don't know. It sucks.
Like who's a serving? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, February 1st. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed.
Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.